chicken radio free. You see blue skies and think of sea. How are you doing? And later on, switch on TV. They give me a news, they give half truths to me. They give us wise, they feed us lies. How are we doing?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Educate, they fabricate. And we sit back till it's
the Radio Avenger.
Rick Adams is on.
Wow, 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 huh? Amazing, right from the horse's mouth before his passing, and we're getting quite an earful, folks, of what it was like to have a nation fall asleep at the switch, not knowing what was happening during those wonderful, peaceful, innocent Eisenhower years when the whole world was at peace, we were told, and domestically we were at war. War was being waged against America in her most precious and most important of institutions. Let's get right back to Mr. Dodd right now and hear the rest of the segment.
And before I could think of how I would reply to him, he volunteered the following. He said, "Mr. Dodd, those of us here at the policy-making level have all had experience either with the OSS or the European Economic Administration in operating under directives, the origin of which was the White House. We today operate under just such directives. Would you like to know what the substance of these directives is?" And I said, "Yes, Mr. Gaither, I'd like very much to know." Whereupon he said to me, "The substance of the directives under which we operate is that we shall use our grant-making power so to alter life in the United States that we can be comfortably merged with the Soviet Union." Well, figuratively, I nearly fell off the chair. But I did remark to him, "Mr. Gaither, in the light of what you just told me, many of your grants make sense. I can understand them. But I do not think you're entitled to withhold this information from the people of this country to whom you are beholden for your tax exemption. So why don't you tell them what you've told me?" And his answer was, "Mr. Dodd, we wouldn't think of doing that." So I said, "Well, Mr. Gaither, answer your first question. You forced the Congress of the United States to spend $150,000 to find out what you've just told me."
And so they've been pushing socialism in America ever since.
Well, then, in the light of that, of course, you see conditions develop, and of course you then can add and ascribe the development of these conditions and the events that accompany to this policy, because it's only in the light of that policy that these events and effects make any sense. And this is their problem, Doctor. They cannot avoid having effects result from the grants that they make. They cannot avoid it. Therefore, those in this country who would be concerned with what are they up to merely has to look at the effects and work back and compare the effects of a grant with the explanation of the grant in the first place. I mean, I'll just use as an instance to clarify the matter. You will remember there was a time when the Federal Reserve System was installed in this country by the Congress. In other words, it was legalized. And it had been preceded by a long period of years and a struggle to get the Federal Reserve approved. Finally, it was approved, and the argument that swung the approval in that direction was that if the system is installed, the result will be the elimination of bank failures. And inasmuch as there had been in those days a plethora of bank failures, this was held up as a very beneficial development practice. What they call fractional reserve central banking. But nobody goes back, this was in 1912, nobody goes back to 1930 when every bank in the United States was closed. Every bank. There wasn't a solvent bank in the United States. That, you see, was proof that the original purpose was in no sense to eliminate bank failures. And this discrepancy and these contrasts and these contradictions are the telltale part that those who have imposed these practices on us as a people are scared to death that it's going to be picked up and stressed and taught and so forth and so on. But it isn't.
No, and the mass media doesn't really talk about
it. No, but neither does the educational world. This is what will meet the challenge. One accredited educational institution with trustees who openly declare that we notice this. We notice the inconsistency, the contradictions, and we are setting forth an effort to account for them. And that, in my opinion, would explode the whole network. And they have told me that this is what they're scared to death. Somebody is going to pick up this string.
Mr. Dodd, right. What do you think there. Is the basic crux there. Of this whole problem?
All right, very good. You know, I don't have to fill in the blanks, and we don't have to really hear much more today on the air, given the limited time we have. But I know it's music to some people's ears. Thank you for some of the compliments. But, you know, again, the vast, unwashed American public are not hearing this from any of the would-be presidential candidates or presidents. Are they? Well, they wouldn't dare. There's not a chance in a million. Frankly, as I think Khrushchev said, you'll wait for a shrimp to whistle for that day to come. And if they did, they'd be tossed right out of the debate forums right from the get-go. Never allowed back in again. Ron Paul hinted in it, but, you know, that was done away with as well, as we know. And quite frankly, I didn't think he was all that hot either. So, I mean, let's face it, we've been seduced, we've been laid to waste, and we have been occupied. But really, we know who is behind the scenes. It is that synagogue of Satan that Jesus denounced, the money changers. Those who went into the temple to clean house, that is the banking house, that is the cash register, that is to fill the pot, their pots. And they had pretty big pots in many cases. Look at Weinstein. Look at some of the others. And now they're so humble before God. They're so innocent. They've been picked on and they've been abused by the whole world. The Nazis are coming back again. They're behind every ceiling tile. They're under every bed. They're in every closet. They're just picking on us. And all we want is a better world. And I'm sure they do. Satan wants a better world, as he defines better. Under him. He wants the whole world to come together. And can't we just all love one another? Can't we just all be the same? Just be one race, maybe, except for another? Can't we all come together in egalitarianism? Wasn't that the cry, the ballyhoo of the French Revolution? Yeah. Can't we all just live at the same subsistent level. Huh? Same academic standards, the same mind, same skin color, or whatever that might be, if there's any color at all left. You know, let's all have one church, that's coming, one monetary system, one bank, you know, one financial institution, and all of this is materializing before our very eyes. That's why I tell you and I tell people, don't waste your time listening to these silly debates, as they call them. Don't waste your time counting the number of ballots, counting the votes for Trump versus the Democrats, honesty versus dishonesty. It's all one big, massive delusion. All right? I'm not being negative. I'm not being a naysayer. I'm telling it the way it is. Don't put your hopes in men. Don't put your hopes in mankind. Don't put your hopes in anything in this world, because they're all going to be dashed to pieces. Now, isn't that the message of Jesus? Isn't that what he said? I am the way, the life, and the truth. There's no other way. And your country will be destroyed. My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. Hosea. Our people are that kind of people. They're being destroyed from within, demoralized. Kids today, and I meant to tell you this 2 weeks ago, but I'm going to tell it now. I have a close relative who's involved in the Providence public school system. I'll just leave it at that. And he was told the other day, about a month ago, of what happened in one elementary school, one grammar school, as we used to call it. Apparently, three young girls, and we're talking second, third grade now, had to all go to the ladies' room at one time, which apparently, according to the rules and regs, you're not supposed to do. You give them a pass for one at a time. Well, this teacher apparently let them all go to the ladies' room, and they were gone. And they were gone for a long time. Well, it turns out somebody found out that all three of them were having sex together. That's right. These girls were on top of each other, doing what they do. So, some hell broke loose and never made the papers, and the papers probably wouldn't report it anyway. It never made the major television stations, but this is not a unique occurrence. This is not a once-in-a-while type of phenomenon. This is what is going on, and yet we're told all we need and we have is a new superintendent of schools in Providence that we've long sought after. He's a black man. Harrison Peters, I think he came from Florida. He ruined one school system after another, but now he's eminently qualified to fulfill a racial quota in the city of Providence. And the public school system has never been worse. I went to the government school system in the late 50s and the early 60s. This was just about the time that prayer and Bible reading were taken out of school. And just about the time the complexion was beginning to change. And just about the time when we were looking forward to the 1970s and a whole new era of demoralization, immorality, pornography, everything goes. Everything. So now we're reaping what we have sown. And yet we're told if we borrow another, and we've already voted for it. I didn't vote for it, but the people did. $250 million in bond issues to build new schools, to repair schools, to provide for new infrastructure for what? So they can be destroyed from within, you bet. What did Karl Marx say? A whole point of communism. His name, Mordecai Levy. He said 10 points of communism, in the end, he said, are designed to do what? Two things. Abolition of private property, which is created in the scriptures by God himself. Thou shalt not steal anything that is thy neighbor's. And abolition of what? The family. That's the goal. And they're doing a darn good job of it, folks, aren't they?
But we'll throw more money at it. Oh, Mr. Trump, you know, maybe we can get together with Congress and we can change the rules a little bit and provide for more morality and everything, but we'll spend another quintillion dollars. and we'll borrow it because we don't have it. So we can up the national debt and the interest. We can go from $23 to $24 trillion. So what? It's only money. It's only pieces of paper. What difference does it make? As long as we owe it to ourselves. Isn't that what they taught in college? Yes. The Carnegie Foundation, the Ford Foundation, the Rockefeller Foundation. This is what he was talking about. And, of course, it was marginalized. It was hidden, if anything, or belittled and smeared in the press by the bought and paid for corrupt media world. Again, going back to the money changers. So, folks, it's all happening before our very eyes. What you're hearing today on these programs, on this network, is what they will never hear on any other network. Maybe Tucker Carlson may hint about it, possibly. But even so, it'll be a quick, brief mention. There is no academic scholastic lectern set up at Fox News or any place else, right here at Republic. And people like to belittle Republic, to make fun of it. They like to say, oh, you know, you don't allow for this and that. All they do is complain, complain, complain. I hear it all the time, and I just ignore it. I delete them if I get email. I don't want to hear it. Why is it you're listening to RPN? Always, always listening, and yet complaining. You know, it goes right back to Christ and what he said about the nature of people. And his people, never appreciative. When he healed 10 lepers, one came back to thank him. Where were the other 9? Where did they go? How do you think your father would feel if he did you favors, and he did your friends favors, and everybody favors, and only one of them came back and said, thank you, sir. The rest said, up yours. That's what they say to God. That's what they say to him all the time. Would you be kind of upset with your children? I think you would. And rightfully so. Well, God has feelings too. He's not happy. And his people have always sinned against him. But in the end, salvation will come to them when they repent. And they will have to repent. That day is coming. When it gets to the crisis point where Russia comes into the United States, the conflict takes place. You're seeing it lead up to that now. And we have the men of the East, China. What is this all about? The so-called SARS virus and the coronavirus. It's all about creating a whole new vaccination worldwide, advancing globalism, and even more than that, creating economic dislocations. So that now we will see the expedition of collapsing economies leading up to what? A whole new economic order. Daniel, get it? Folks, the scriptures is way ahead of everything else. I always say, if you want to know what's in today's rag sheet, look at yesterday's. If you want to know what's going to be in tomorrow's, read the scripture today. It tells you. But we don't want to do that. We want to trust men. We want to trust the medical doctors. We want to trust the school teachers. Give them a big raise. Give them a new pension. New school buildings that will produce better dummies. Oh, my goodness. We want to believe the corrupt media, the lying Lesters, the lying Bryans, Walter Cronkite, cozying up to Truman, cozying up to Eisenhower. They were the favorites of the media because they were their darlings, their boys. And they all said the same thing. Even Kennedy. We'll play it at some point. John F. Kennedy in 1961 in his State of the Union address is praising the IMF and the World Bank and how we will continue to expand the economic outlook. Well, here we just heard from Norman Dodd in 1933. What happened? Time for a break. We'll tell you more, and we'll take calls in just a few. Stay tuned.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
All right, folks. February 22nd, 2020. Here we are. We have 2020 vision going backward, looking at this country and what's happened to our people and how. You know, it's all being seen from above and what we have become. And we think we're going to change it by electing a good Saul, a good king, or re-electing a better king, and all of this foolishness. Now, you know, I'm just squaring with you. I'm just telling you. You have to get back to basics. If you got back to basics, all of your problems would be manageable. It wouldn't be gone, but they'd be manageable. He would make sure of that. But, you know, like I said, when my people disobey me, it's coming up in Deuteronomy 28, and they're going to have these curses to contend with. And, you know, we're not mocked. God is not mocked. Whatever a nation or a people sow, that also shall they reap. My people, Israel, my people, okay, the covenant God. So, anyway, you know, we have all of this going on right now, this malaise that is captivating us. And the American public is going, no, I'm going to vote for the Republican. No, Trump is in. No, Elizabeth Warren is going to advance. No, Bloomberg is going to be out of the race very shortly. He can't buy it with money. Can you believe it? Buy what? A bankrupt government? A government morally and intellectually and spiritually devoid of any morals whatsoever? You know, we talk about the Kennedy days, and, you know, we talk about, the days of wine and roses, if you will. Well, those days have never left. Now, we've all been lied to by politicians because we love being lied to. We don't love hearing the truth because truth is a precious, rare, almost extinct commodity now. It's passed beyond that point. So God says he'll send them strong delusion that they might believe a lie. And that's what's happened. We believe all these lies that have come down the pike. And we love it. If you have a comment now, we'll invite calls. Art's supposed to be calling in shortly, but we'll entertain a phone call or two on what we've already presented at 800-313-9443. Support Republic Broadcasting Network in any way you can. Yes. Hello? Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't see anything on the Skype board. I'm very sorry. I apologize, Ken. Thank you very much. We do have calls, too. We'll get to you in just a moment. But first, let me bring them up. Art, I was unaware of your presence. Welcome.
Welcome, Rick. And it's good to hear what you brought out on RBN today. This is great.
Thank you.
What did you think?
Give us your analysis. Go ahead. I'll listen. I'll shut up.
Real quick, okay, when you talk about the Carnegie Foundation, Andrew Carnegie basically was bought out by J.P. Morgan, which is a front of the Rothschilds, just like General Electric, back around 1900. So, I mean, right there. And then you talk about the educational system and the publications, like McGraw-Hill, and who owns it? Well, my gosh, isn't one of the guys that owns McGraw-Hill Publications running to be president of the United States? What's his name, Michael Bloomberg? What a coincidence. Right. And the thing you don't hear from, you didn't hear from Obama, you don't hear from Trump, nor do you hear from any of the candidates, what they're going to do about No Child Left Behind and the privatization of all this public schools to take all the money and give it to the Cosa Nostra. Somehow that just doesn't seem to be an important issue to anybody running for president of the United States. That's the big thing.
What would
I
happen
see out of
to
it.
Them, though, Art? If any of them started talking like this, would they be given the heave-ho, do you think, by the media boys and girls?
I think they would, and there's a simple reason. It's like, you know, why did Willie Sutton rob the bank? That's where the money is. Why would you charterize public schools? Because there's 10 to 20 times as much money spent in public schools per year than there is in the federal budget. That's why. And you see it already. Look who's getting the school bus leasing contracts, you know, First Student, Laidlaw, okay? Look who's getting the school lunch programs, you know, ARA Services is one of them, you know, and look who's, you could go on down the line there. Look who's getting the books we just talked about, McGraw-Hill. So they got the, you know, they're running the situation inside and out. Look who's basically running the education system, the Annenberg School Reform Institute right up there in Providence.
Look who's getting the pardons, Michael Milken.
Right. Mr. K through 12, you know, yeah. And kinder care. Right. So we don't let convicted felons teach in the schools, but we let them own the schools, right?
That's right. Yeah, good point. Excellent point.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
So, you know, I mean, what you heard from the Reese Committee and what from Dodd in those days was totally buried or smeared or just washed away by the media. So the American public had no alternative media, basically, then, as we do now. So what do they want to do now? Shut down the Internet. Just close it out. The ADL's right. No place for hate online. Anti-hate groups. Now, we have to punish these German people, supposedly, who just are beginning to become of age and conscious about what's going on. And they're undoubtedly deep state people, many of them. And now we need to crack down on the Internet. We need to shut down all points of view except ours. Pretty good deal, huh?
Right.
All right, we have that break, Art. Now, here's what we're going to do. Halfway through the second hour, come right back. We'll take your calls for Art and myself, okay? And we'll do that very shortly here on RBN. Rick Adams, Uncensored.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
When your doctor tells you you have bad cholesterol or blockages in the arteries, what do you do? When diet and exercise is not enough, we try medications and hope for the best. For the last 2 decades, I have been telling people about a natural method to help solve these problems and more. Extendovite can help maintain cardiovascular health and lower blood lipid levels in adults. The 7 herbs in Extendovite are known to work together synergistically to get the results we hope for. There are many testimonials on Extendovite's effect on circulatory-related ailments. Get Extendovite today to start your journey back to a healthier life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or see us on amazon.com.
Extend your life with
the New World Order thought police are on the run because Rick Adams is back on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
All right, we're back now, folks, and I think it's time to bring up some callers' art if you're done with your introductory remarks, are you?
Just one, remember to boycott the best Starbucks since its CEO, Jonathan, since the CEO of ADL, Jonathan Greenblatt, came from there. So if you really want to fight the hate laws and go right to the face of it, let your friends know to no longer buy at Starbucks.
Amen. All right, 1-800-313-9443. Tom in Utah is up first. Hello, Tom. Hello, Tom.
Oh, wow. I had already said hello to you, and I was not even on. Hi, Rick and Art.
Yes. Oh.
My life is an experience with this very control. They seek out the most intelligent individuals, make sure that they are captured. I was recruited when I was in high school as a appointee to the Mensa program. You know what that is?
Right. Yeah, oh, Mensa, sure. Yep. Sure.
So when they saw an individual with high IQ, kind of like Tesla and a few others, they recruited me right out of high school. I became a employee of the RAND Corporation. And, of course, they utilized me and trained me, but I also was using that opportunity to obtain my funding for my medical education that I desired, because I wanted to save lives. In fact, even my own, because I had been damaged with rheumatic fever in my youth, and so I wanted to get into medicine. I chose specifically pathology. And what I got to tell you, Rick, is that what you've been saying earlier in the program is an exact match. In other words, what I learned in pathology is what you're, how to say, voicing or echoing out of the scriptures. Everything matched. But you know what? We have a saying among the scientists. We say, figures don't lie, but liars figure. Mm-hmm. And of course, when you're being funded by the Carnegie, Sloan Kettering, the Ford, you know, the Rockefeller, Podesta, all these NGOs, you don't want to offend your, you know, you don't want to offend the hand that feeds you. So oftentimes, what I would see in the microscope, and I tell people the microscope never lies, but the person, you know, pressing his eyes against the eyepiece, he has to bend the information that he sees in that microscope to suit his funding. Mm-hmm. So for the first 30 years of my professional life, I was party to that program. And then when I hit the steel table myself in 1991, I realized that I had been offending not only my own body, but my creator, by going along with the people who employed me. So in 91, I turned against my employers, and guess what happened to me? All of my credentials, all of my curriculum vitae vaporized. But the memory or the knowledge that I obtained working in those laboratories has not vaporized. The sad thing is, though, when you tell the truth, like you're talking about, Rick, people don't like the truth because it is not delicious to the taste or very desirable.
Right.
That's a perfect match with Eve's being conjured by the devil, right? We've all been conjured by the devil. We followed that pattern, and as a consequence, we are diseased. And when we're diseased, we go to the priests in white smocks, and they pass to you the information they've been educated into believing. You know, I just am so grateful to God and to the Savior that I ended up in the laboratory looking at the reality, knowing what is truly happening in the physical bodies of man and animals. I've worked in both areas, veterinary and human. You know, that's kind of zoonotic epidemiology. So we have been suckered. We have been suckered by the Carnegie, the Rockefellers, the Sloan Ketterings, you name them. And it's exactly a perfect match what you presented today. When I realized that my own educators had lied to me or convinced me to lie, I had to get out of it, and I paid the price. I went to Washington, D.C., exposed the poisoning of 34 million. That's gassingamerica.com or poisoningthepoor.com.
Yes.
And in return for my favor to share the truth, I was readjusted physically. So I'm now blind, can hardly speak because of the damage they did to my face, and I nearly died with tacharrhythmia. They tried to take me out without a bullet or a knife or a hypodermic, but to do me in like I'd gone out in natural causes. They don't tolerate the people of the inside turning against them. But on the other hand, I would rather face my God than face them any day. I am so grateful to God that he allowed me the opportunity to learn the truth, but he also preserve me from the poison that they attempted. What does it say? And should they administer poison to you, you'll be preserved. You know, I am so grateful to the Lord and my Father in heaven for
Amen.
The fact. I will tell you this: my mother and father embedded empathy and integrity into me. The Rand Corporation and the boys that controlled them did not factor that in. But for 30 years, they did have me suckered, and I would follow the command of my professors and my mentors and my licensures. So exactly what you said and exactly what this man had said about that program is the reality. Anyway, sorry to ramble on.
No. I mean, I appreciate your passion and what you've been through. You know, I've had similar occurrences, and I've been saved three times from, death and disease and so forth. And, you know, that's the way God works. And, you know, he does hear and answer prayers. And so the thing is, his people are just not doing the right thing, and they're in darkness now, and they're looking for a human Savior, not a divine Savior. And that's why he gets very disturbed at times. And, you know, he's a jealous God. So he wants us to put him first and only him. And when we do that, we will be blessed. Unfortunately, as a nation, we are not blessed right now. And we know we look forward to his coming and the millennium and the period of time of teaching and saving our people before the very end of this existence, you know. So, hey, thank you, Tom, for sharing with us.
The only thing I want to tell, Rick, the only thing I want to tell you, I would prefer our Cyrus than Jezebel.
Uh-huh. Right.
We have it. Exactly. We were making a choice between Cyrus and Jezebel. And since I know the swamp, you know, it nearly took my life, at least I can appreciate the difficulty that even Cyrus has in doing the right thing, because there is an army of Satanists in that city. In fact,
yeah.
I know them too well. So anyway, when you get a chance, make sure you go to poisoningthepoor.com and then give me a call, and I can take you through more experience. By the way, Eustace Mullins and I were great friends.
Oh, yeah.
And Seth.
Yeah.
And G. Edward Griffin, everybody. I mean, I've been around circles. Most
sure.
people don't know that.
Right, right.
But I well, appreciate the message you're putting out.
Thank you. And I'm glad that you were drawn to us.
Yes.
You call, because you are a blessing to others, Tom, all right? Thank you again.
I try. They don't like hearing the truth, but I have to give it to him anyway.
Amen. Do it, man, or else. Okay. Bye for now. All right. Let's say hello to Barbara, too, now. Barbara from Florida, I believe. Hello, Barb.
Yeah, after that, my goodness, we all need to pray.
I know.
But
I know.
Maybe we all need to say the word onward. The communists use forward, but we should say onward, onward, Christian soldiers.
Right. Yes.
Right?
Right through.
Anyway, here in Florida, we do have a little bit of good news. Senate Bill 404 just passed the House, both houses here in Florida, and it's parental permission for abortion.
Mm-hmm.
The termination of a pregnancy of a minor is prohibited unless there's written consent obtained from the minor's parent or legal guardian before performing or inducing termination of a pregnancy. So it's a big step forward. They debated for 2 days, and there were two or three, and I didn't watch all of it. I watched some of it that read scripture, and it was really inspiring. So that's one good bill that passed in our legislature.
Onward, Christian soldiers is appropriate, indeed. Yes.
Yes. Thank you, gentlemen.
Thank you, Barb. It's always good to hear your voice, and keep on keeping on. All right? Thank you. 1-800-313-9443 is the number. You know, Scott, I'm thinking of, you know, this case here of Weinstein Art in New York, and we're going to hear more about what's going on this week with this particular jury and this particular judge in Manhattan. And we have a deadlock situation by the jurors, two of the most serious, egregious crimes associated with Mr. Weinstein and his, you know, humble appearance in court. Now, every time you see him with the walker. Apparently, he didn't need a walker when he was raping people, when he was taking these women by force. But in any event, we're reading about this deadlock situation on the predator rape charge, predatory rape charges. And it's interesting, one of these actresses, Shiora, was testifying nearly a month ago or so. She was the first accuser to do so, by the way, in this trial. And interestingly enough, as you probably heard, the jury has already focused on emails that Weinstein sent regarding Shara, including ones to the private Israeli spy agency, the Mossad, that he allegedly enlisted to dig up dirt on would-be accusers, such as her and others, as the reporters were working on their stories about the allegations against him in 2017. Now, the fact that he, Weinstein, could just pick up the phone or send an email to his buddies, his kinsmen in Jerusalem, in the Mossad, and say, dig up information, is bad enough. But when we've heard that purportedly he was going to have one of the other actresses, I believe an Italian actress, done away with by the Mossad, I mean, that tells you a lot about who runs Hollywood in this corrupt, evil industry, doesn't it?
It certainly does. And it shows that there's almost zero integrity with Weinstein, that he's willing to kill somebody over being prosecuted for what he's done. It also shows he has absolutely no remorse, and it shows, the corruption. You wonder from this, do they have a juror or the judge on the take, or undue influence by the Mossad? So we'll wait and see how this really comes out.
Those are very valid questions. We'll have to see and wait and see what takes place this week, if it does, We'll watch. Right. We'll see. Wouldn't surprise me, especially in that part of the country. But it doesn't matter where it is, in this land or in other lands, the undue influence of this group is certainly countermanding. It's powerful. And we know that this is this is the work of the devil. I mean, this is what they want, to be able to rape. And, go back to the book of, in the Bible, you go back to Leviticus, and then you go to Deuteronomy 22, and you read about the penalty for rape, various kinds of rape. And in one case, I believe, possibly in his case, if he is convicted, it warrants the death penalty. Stone him to death. But we'll give him a choice. Would you rather be stoned or have the gas chamber? How's that?
Well, I'm thinking of the story of the canary that couldn't fly, where Frank Costello was being prosecuted along with over Murder Incorporated. And basically, Abe Relis was going to squeal on him. So he had the New York police push him out a window. So I wonder, by the way this case ends, will we have another canary flying out the window?
We'll have to see. We'll wait and see. But I'm not holding my breath.
Right.
I am not going to hold my breath and say he's definitely going to get convicted on any of these charges in the end. We'll see what happens. We'll see who may have been threatened on the jury, may or may not. I mean, that's speculation on my part. I can't say, obviously. None of us really knows. But God knows, and he's looking down, and he sees what's going on, and he knows he's got it all in the ledger book. So no matter what he did, what he had to do, let me put it this way to you. Way back in the 20s and 30s, when they were beginning to move their way, elbow their way to power in Hollywood, the mob, there was nothing that's happening now that didn't happen then. Many of these actresses, Gentile, as they call them, actresses, were so good-looking compared to the, the Bella Abzugs and the Gloria Steinems, that there was a very simple choice. Come to bed with me or you don't get work. Come to bed or you don't work, period. And this is what they've always done. There's nothing new here, by the way. And many have told that story, some actresses, What happened to them? It's typical. Very typical.
Yeah, you also wonder if he'll get a pardon a week after he's convicted.
He probably will. If Jerry Epstein's buddy there, Trump, who said he never went there, never met him, never knew him, and we'll see what happens. The people that he's pardoning are the most despicable people in many cases. So it wouldn't be surprising to me. It wouldn't be surprising at all. This is what we're talking about, the power of money and money corrupting. So let us be aware of that fact, though. Everything I've been saying today, as the previous caller said, has been validated and verified. Now, why aren't children being taught this in school? I always get that, If I call a local show and one of the corners of Rhode Island, and I get praise heaped on me. Wow, that guy was good. Wow, he's telling the truth about the Federal Reserve and all this stuff. And he says, why, you know, how come it's not taught to the kids in the school? I'll never forget that a few weeks ago. And I'm saying, that's why. That's why, because they'd be exposed. And they run the school bus. They have the kids on the bus strapped in, you know, and they can't get off.
Right.
Well, you've done the great work that you've done on NoPlaceForCorruption.com. You tie the ends together. The mafia, as you call it, is just the mafia. Harry Truman, you know, the Missouri mob with some of the others that came from that state. You know, you think of all the others that were opposing McCarthy and his effort to expose the corruption and crime and communism in this government. They were all corrupt people. You know, you had the Republicans like Flanders of Vermont. What was his name? Ralph Flanders, right? And Margaret Chase Smith and all of these others. They were the enemy within, you know? They were the enemy within the camp.
Yeah, I remember a caller from last week from California talking about, we were mentioning Truman and Pendergrass, who runs CEMEX, C-E-M-E-X, you know, ready-mix concrete. That's another project you see. The Home Depot is an example. But they also have all business, you know, building cement, construction, everything else. It's all over Mob Springs, or what we call Palm Springs. So you can see the connection right up to the top of the president and their affiliation with Palm Springs, which was nothing but
sure.
A satellite to Vegas.
Oh, sure. Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Right here in my state, Rhode Island, is a good example. We had a guy named Senator Nelson A. Aldridge. Does that name ring a bell?
Yes, it does.
Aldridge is the maternal grandfather of Nelson Rockefeller. He was one of the super rich that was pushing through successfully the income tax amendment. Now, why would somebody who is super rich, super wealthy, be pushing the income tax? Because it wasn't going to affect him. It wasn't going to affect them. It was to help destroy middle class, and as we just heard today, to so alter life in America as to create a socialist government that will be someday comfortably merged with the Soviet Union. Then we go beyond that to the non-developing world, the underdeveloped world, so that we can all meet on what they call a convergence level. That is a universal standard across the world. You know, it's called the New World Order. So that's why Aldridge was doing it. Very successful, multi-wealthy, here in Rhode Island, Newport, Rhode Island.
Right. Well, I think the fact that me and you are talking, you have RBN and other people becoming aware of it, I think it's starting to build a strong resistance to the New World Order. And I think it's going to be increasingly more difficult for them to do what they've done in the past, because as long as people are informed of what's really going on, it's pretty hard for them to pull the wool over everybody and have no resistance to what's mm-hmm. going on.
Mm-hmm.
So in that respect, well, I'm very hopeful.
Yes. Yeah. Speaking, well, thanks to the work you do, speaking of, what is going on, you must have some great thoughts that have been amplified in other forums about this movement with China now, and how this falls neatly into place with this whole globalist agenda about China now being isolated, not when it was communist, not when we made it communist, but now because of this viral situation. What does it portend for the economies of nations that are dependent on Chinese exports, including us, Art?
It's going to basically suppress our economy. But I think in the near term, what you're seeing there, what they're doing in Wuhan is just a precursor to what they're going to do in Hong Kong. Okay, they're going to use this virus scandal to basically clamp down on the political opposition going on in Hong Kong. And you wait and see. You know, maybe you won't even hear about it, but it's coming. You know, that's really what I see, this whole thing with the virus. Yeah, you got the virus, but the way they're dealing with it shows that they're ready to clamp down on all the freedoms that people thought they had over there in a slave country.
Mm-hmm. And how will that be of great magnitude with regard to that region, the Asian continent?
It will create great economic damage to you know, to trade with Asia and China as a result of that when they finally crack down. But I will bet you dollars and donuts that they're definitely going to crack down on Hong Kong, and it's going to be pretty vicious when they start implementing it. And I'm pretty sure they're going to use the coronavirus as the excuse to take out Hong Kong's separate government. That's what I see coming.
Wow. Yeah, so this the ramifications are way beyond any one country dealing with it. It looks like they're looking for a greater government type of intervention, huh? Maybe a world currency, maybe something that can help bring about, you know, the kind of salvation economically to the nations of the world. You know, it could be that right now we're watching the dollar fall precipitously here in America. And what we're seeing overseas, see, all of this was planted by Roosevelt's government in 1934 in the Congress. You know?
Right.
They rescued us from the Great Depression by taking away our gold.
Right.
Making it illegal for us to have gold. Hmm.
Right. They took it away $20 an ounce and put it back out at $35 an ounce.
Wasn't that nice? Yeah.
That was nice. And with respect to that, you notice the Federal Reserve, with the exception of this economic downturn, what they would do would simply, in a recession, is they would raise the interest rates to have a strong dollar, which would basically kill off our imports, hurt our farming, our export business. And the one thing that Trump is doing is somehow or some way they're basically applying pressure to the Federal Reserve Bank to not raise the interest rates during an economic downturn at this point. So I would give him credit for what he's done there, because I think that's unusual that they've done it this time. I would have expected this interest rate already up to around 10% at this point.
What we're seeing now is the qualitative easing of even more paper.
Right.
There seems to be no brakes, no skids on it.
Right, and I think the reason for that is, more than that, is national debt. Because if they raise the interest rates, who's the biggest borrower of money? It's basically the U.S. federal government. So they want lower interest rates, and that's benefiting other parts of the economy in that process. But as you said, they're going to print more money, and that sooner or later, it basically equilibrium is going to disrupt, and we're going to start seeing hyperinflation. That's how I see it.
Yeah, that's exactly what I see. And I mean, I'm witnessing small examples of it now. You are, I think. Everybody in our audience is watching this price increase, you know, and the people are finding themselves even more destitute than before. Meanwhile, anybody talking about the banking system and the monetary control? Not a single word. They're talking about fighting the deficit. Truman was talking about it. Kennedy was talking about it. In 1958, we had massive deficits, deficit spending, and all of this, the downturn in the economy. And then we had a surplus when Eisenhower left. Well, where did the money go? Well, where did it come from? Guess where? From the taxpayers. They were bailing out the banks every single time. But nobody in that administration of Eisenhower dared to talk about the real culprits. They wouldn't dare. You know, we're out of time. Art, thank you for being with us again. Great show, great contributions. I appreciate it, and we'll hopefully talk to you next time.
All right. Have a good day. And
thank
RBN
you.
Can, if the people can help RBN, please do it.
Amen. All right. Do what Art says, folks. NoPlaceForCorruption.com. Thank you all for your emails, for your notes and so forth, and your calls. We appreciate it. Hopefully we'll see you again, God willing, next week. Until then, may Yahweh bless his elect.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are
are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.